So, Alicia, Kristen, Paxton, Auburn Road, can we spill the beans now? You guys are going to be opening for who tomorrow night?
Rascal Flatts.
Now, when did you guys find this out?
Oh, shoot. Probably, a month or two ago?
Yeah, it has been one of the hardest secrets to keep. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I don't think we've done a very good job of keeping it.
No, not at all.
We've told everyone that we know. We just haven't posted it online.
We kept it off the internet, but everybody we've come in contact with over the past 2 months definitely knows.
Well, that is super cool. I know you guys have opened for Love and Theft at Powerhouse Pub. Have you opened for other big acts in the area? I'm trying to think.
Yeah, last summer we actually got to open for Toby Keith at Ironstone Amphitheater.
That's right.
Which isn't too far. It's just down the road, but it was so much fun. We had a great time. Him and his entire team are the nicest people.
Yep, and we just recently opened for Clay Walker a couple times. That was great.
Oh, he's a super really cool guy too. Yeah.
Oh yeah, he's awesome. We talked to them for hours after the gig.
Yep. Clay likes to talk. But this is the first time you guys have opened for somebody at Toyota Amphitheater, where I'm sure you've gone a million times to see different shows. What's that feel like?
It's so funny. So a picture of me and Paxton just came up in my memories of us seeing a concert at Toyota Amphitheater like 4 years ago. And it's so weird because like 4 years ago, we wouldn't have looked at that stage and thought, oh my gosh, we're going to be opening for Rascal Flatts on that stage.
No. Crazy. We were very familiar with the long seats, watching all those concerts, and so it's going to be weird to be actually on the stage this time.
Well, as you guys know, if you've been to Toyota Amphitheater, the opening act gets just a few minutes. Do you guys know how many songs you're going to get to do?
We're doing about 20 minutes.
20 minutes is a pretty good set. That's not bad at all.
No, not bad.
We are very excited.
And you guys do know who else has opened for Rascal Flatts in the past, right?
In the past, yeah. we know who's opening for him on Friday with us. Is there someone
right.
that you have in mind?
I'm not saying that the past predicts the future, but there was a young lady named Taylor Swift who years ago was an
that's
opener.
That's right.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Ooh. That's true.
So you got some shoes to fill there. That's really neat. What is going on with your career? I know you guys have been back and forth between here and Nashville trying to get your career to gain some traction. What's going on with that?
Well, right now we just finished recording our new single that we cannot wait to release. It should be sometime in the next couple months. We are so excited about this song. We had an entirely different song lined up, and then we were kind of just hanging out in the studio one day, decided to write a song, and our entire team heard it, fell in love with it. And so now we've just been developing how to, like, getting ready to push that one out to radio. We'd love to get on the road and perform, meet as many people as possible, share our music, and that's kind of where we're at right now.
Yep, the song is called Warning, and we're hoping for early September release.
And what is it like at this point in your career? Because you have worked so hard the last several years, but mostly on a local level. Now you're back in Nashville and you're dealing with, you know, the big hitters. What are the differences?
It's kind of crazy because we're just getting started. Like, it's been all of this buildup just to start.
So, exactly.
You know, it's kind of crazy because now it finally feels like we're really picking up and we're meeting the right people. We're getting connected with the right people. And that's really been super important to us, is just building relationships. And I think that's a big part of going to Nashville a lot, is building relationships with the people there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like the way you put that. You've already put in a lot of work so that you can put in a lot of work.
Exactly. Yeah,
exactly.
But you guys are young and you can handle it, and you're terrific live. You sound great live, and I hope that that people show up early and that you've got a few butts in the seats out there at Toyota Amphitheater to see what you got, because Northern California is kind of becoming a hotbed for, you know, producing some great country artists, and I really think you guys have the potential to be one of the next big ones.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you so much.
Listen to that. You even say thank you in harmony.